Morning Watch, The Crystallization Study of 1st and 2nd Peter, Week 1. Living a Christian Life Under the Government of God. Monday, 1 Peter 4:17. 4. It is time for the judgment to begin from the household of God. And if first from us, what will be the end of those who disobey the gospel of God? 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. Chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father in the sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has regenerated us unto a living hope, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, unto an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and unfading, kept in the heavens for you. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 11 through 12. Beloved, I entreat you as strangers and sojourners to abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul, having your manner of life excellent among the Gentiles, so that in the matter concerning which they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works, as they see them with their own eyes, glorify God in the day of his visitation. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. The Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of trial, and how to keep the unrighteous under punishment for the day of judgment. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 4 through 6. Even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, to be holy and without blemish before him in love, predestinating us unto sonship through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, with which he graced us in the beloved. Morning nourishment. In his two epistles, Peter is on the subject of God's universal government. Matthew is on the kingdom. Do not think that the government and the kingdom are identical. No, the kingdom is one thing and the government is another. A country or nation has a government. The government, however, is not the nation. Rather, the government is the administrative center of the nation. For example, the government in Washington, D.C. is the administrative center of the United States. Although Matthew presents the kingdom, the government is not found in that book. The government of God is in the writings of Peter. Mark presents service, Luke, salvation, and John, life. Thus, in the four Gospels, we have the kingdom, service, salvation, and life. But we do not have the divine government. In his epistles, Peter makes up this lack by showing us God's universal government. Today's reading. God's government covers the entire universe. We know this by the fact that Peter speaks of the new heavens and new earth. This indicates God's universal government. Eventually, in eternity future, everything will be right and in good order, for righteousness will dwell in the new heavens and new earth. Today, the earth is filled with unrighteousness and disorder. Nevertheless, God is still governing heaven and earth. God governs by judging. This is the way God carries out his government. As an elderly man who has some knowledge of world history both by study and observation, I can testify that I bow before God. He is the governing one, and he governs by judging. God has judged Hitler, Stalin, and other evildoers. On the one hand, to some extent, God tolerated them in doing certain things that served his purpose, such as Hitler's slaughtering of the Jews, which caused the Jews to be one. Nevertheless, God judged them. In 1 and 2 Peter, we have a record of God's judgment. God judged the earth by means of the flood, the deluge. Later, he judged Sodom and Gomorrah. The history of God's judgment also includes the judgment upon the children of Israel in the wilderness. During their years of wandering, the children of Israel experienced God's judgment again and again. With the exception of Joshua and Caleb, all those who came out of Egypt, including Moses, Aaron, and Miriam, died in the wilderness under God's judgment. Furthermore, the Bible says that thousands of disobedient ones were strewn by God in the wilderness. That was God's judgment. Do not think that God judges only evildoers such as Hitler and Stalin. God also judges His own people. According to 1 Peter 4:17, God's governing judgment begins from His own household. What is the purpose of God's governing judgment? God judges in order to clear up His universe. The universe was created by God for a positive purpose, but Satan came in to defile it. Now God is cleaning the universe through judgment. He is doing a thorough work of cleaning the entire universe. Eventually, the universe will be new. God will not live or dwell in a place that is unclean. Thus, God is cleansing, purifying the universe. First, He purifies us, His household. The reason we have difficulties is that God's judgment begins from His own household. You and I are under God's judgment. The subject of 1 Peter, therefore, is the Christian life under the government of God. The subject of 2 Peter is a little different. It is the divine provision and the divine government. In his second epistle, Peter shows us that God is not only governing us, ruling us, but also providing us with whatever we need. God supplies us all things to live a holy life, a Christian life, under His government. Corporate reading of The Christian Life, Chapter 16, Sections, In the Fellowship of the Sufferings of Christ, Paragraphs 1-4.